What is up, Thrive Fam? On this episode of the Thrive in Life podcast, we are going to have my wife and I have a conversation around how we prepared for HYROX Houston. We actually recorded a vlog pod, is what I'm calling it, Friday night, the night before the race. So if you're tuning in here for the audio only, I highly recommend you going to my YouTube channel. It's just youtube.com/CJFinley. On there, you'll be able to see more in depth of what we're talking about because I did fill in with video and some visual aspects of this conversation. However, if you do stay here, you're still going to get value. We're going to chat a little bit about how we prepare in terms of our physical training for the race, what we do nutrition-wise, how we travel and choose Airbnbs for our family, what we get out of these races, and why anybody can improve their life if they choose to sign up for not only HYROX races, but marathons, half marathons, and things that ultimately challenge you to grow and become a better person. I'm very excited for conversations like these as we move forward because I think they're super raw, authentic, and valuable to anybody else out there that is really trying to progress themselves personally, but also in their marriage and their relationships. And if they're new parents like Aaron and I are, we know how tough it can be to continue to strive to be that very high level achieving individual. You also want to be great for your partner, but you also have this calling to be the greatest parent that you possibly can be. It's very tough to fit that all under one roof. So if you're somebody like that and you want to connect with other people that are having discussions, not just about races, but about parenthood, marriage, fitness, family, please connect with us. And if you are signing up for any races this year, let us know which ones they are. If you gain value from this episode, please save and share it. So without further ado, let's jump right in.
We are in Houston right now. We're at this Airbnb. We're here because tomorrow we're both competing in mixed doubles for the HYROX race. How many years has HYROX been in Houston? For sure the second year. So I've never done it before. You were here last year.
Yeah, I think I did doubles with Alex.
Yeah, so we're just chilling. The baby's asleep. We have our mom in town, helping us. And this is our way of kind of winding down and preparing for tomorrow's race. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's going through our minds as we prep for tomorrow, how we gear up for a race the night before and the day before, what we're going to do tomorrow morning. We compete early. So HYROX goes on all day and it's several waves of people. Depending on which category you're in. We are competing at 8:40 a.m. So early start for us tomorrow. We're just gonna go through what's on our minds. So
separation is in the preparation. And I would like to start off by what do we do to set ourselves up for success going into race weekends? Because we do HYROX. We also just got off the Boston Marathon in February. I did a half marathon before that. Today, we made sure that we had everything we need loaded up into the truck in the middle of the day. We do our best not to hit traffic. So we left around 12:30. We took a half day at work, Aaron did. And then I was focused on getting the truck and everything prepared. And pretty stoked with, the only thing we really forgot was bananas.
I would say it depends on whether the race you're doing is in your home, it's local to where you live, or if you have to travel. There's a difference between like the Austin Marathon where we were sleeping in our own bed and it was just a drive for us to get to the race starting line versus this, which is still pretty local. It's within the state. We had to do a road trip to get here. And then a third would be like when we compete and have to fly for a race. So different setups, different types of routines. But for this one, like you said, where we're driving, we made sure that we got here at a comfortable time so that we can feel settled the night before and ready to go. So we're not like rushing once we get here and we have a good meal, have time to digest.
The big thing is just like your food, obviously. What food are you able to bring with you? So that's going to be different if you're able to drive versus if you're able to fly. I still think that people that are driving probably do a lackluster job of prepping stuff. We bring a really big Yeti that has everything we need for the day before and the day of the race. And then typically the night before the race, we love local foods.
That's actually a place,
but I was talking about, we love eating in different healthy local locations, whatever city we're in, but we actually ate at local foods tonight because that's the name of the restaurant. Highly recommend it. It was awesome. But we'll typically, all the snacks and things that we need, we're going to prep, and then water, electrolytes, what else? Breakfast, anything that we're going to need prior to that race, we're going to pack in the Yeti. If you're flying, obviously it's a different scenario, but one of the things that we always do, typically we will try and get an Airbnb or a hotel near a Whole Foods, a Sprouts, or grocery store like it, and then we will actually make that a pit stop right when we land. So if you're the type of person that is really invested in your nutrition like we are, that's kind of how we go about it to set ourselves up for success, not just for HYROX, but any race.
It's also dependent on the type of race. So with HYROX, there's not like an expo the day before. You actually just have to show up an hour-ish before your start time to get checked in and your badge and everything like that. For running races where there's actually a race expo, usually the day before, that is always factored into our travel plans also, where we want to make sure we have time to go there, not rush around to get our race packet and bib and everything like that. And then you just kind of enjoy the day. HYROX is a little easier, I'd say, in that sense, where you just show up, check in. It's starting to grow, though, as a
sport. Yeah, and like with our stuff, like a lot of us, all of our friends are there. We just like huddle up in the same area, like prior, we're all warming up, we're chatting. It's a good vibe. I really like that feeling that it gives you when you're in the arena. But what about, how do we think about like where we're staying the night before races? Because I also think that plays into our strategy.
Yeah, again, I think you want to be thinking of like convenience and how to reduce stress on yourself, because the last thing you want is to be like flustered and stressed out about how to get to the race, or maybe your conditions where you're staying aren't the greatest, so you don't get a great night of sleep. So for us, we like to think about how can we get the most comfortable spot. It was important for us because we're bringing our baby, so having a place for him to be able to stay and be comfortable in.
And the other factor with him is just like having a spot where my mom, or if Aaron's mom was with us as well, is making sure that they're comfortable, because if they're comfortable and they're spending the time to watch Aiden, we want them to feel the best that they can possibly feel when they're with Aiden, because it does take a lot of energy to run around with a little infant. So we try to book places that are comfortable for everybody, and we really think through that prior to the race. And that's the difference between if I'm traveling by myself and I can just like kind of wing it and end up wherever.
By ourselves, like it's a lot easier to do a hotel or something like that. But when we're all together, especially with like one of our parents and the baby, it's a lot easier to do the Airbnb setup because of the kitchen, the sleeping and living situation. And that's just what we prefer. So we look at like distance to the race destination, kitchen setup, sleeping, and that's pretty much it. So I'm making it as comfortable and convenient as possible.
And when you're talking Texas and things like that, some of the things, I make sure that it has central air. If you're staying somewhere for a couple of days and you sweat as much as we do, look for a washer and a dryer. So these are all just things that we picked up over the years of staying in different locations. And the cool thing is, like, I mean, we've done races in Texas, New York, Chicago. We stayed at a little hole, Airbnb, Seattle. So there's been different locations that we've had. And I honestly can't think of a place where I was just like, we shouldn't have booked this place. I have come to think about it. Besides what I just booked in Fort Lauderdale. But again, I was there by myself, so I was like cutting it a little close with like the location and a little bit cheaper, and it just wasn't somewhere that I wanted to stay for more than one night. And I even almost thought about just like not even staying there as soon as I showed up. So it's that was kind of stressful. And but it was one of those things where I was alone and prepared to just deal with it. But when you're traveling with family, or if you really care, I would say if you really care about doing well the next day, it's worth the extra $100, $200, whatever that cost is to you to like perform well. it's definitely worth it, the peace of mind.
So switching gears, what was your pre-race meal today?
So I think
here's carb loading.
Here's the thing. I try not to go off my diet as much as possible. Not just the day before, but like days leading up to it. I think not enough people think, they only think about the day before, but the reality is the day before you're going to be anxious regardless. You're ready to drop your adrenaline regardless. You're traveling regardless. So you can't, there's a lot of things you can't really mitigate on the day before, but you can mitigate 2 days out, 3 days out, 4 days out when you are at your home and you're in your own bed and you have your own
food.
So what I try to do is 3 to 4 to 5 days out, I'm making sure that I'm eating what I normally eat rather than eating out and chancing anything. And then the day before, typically it's the same lunch that I always had, which is a smoothie and then 3 eggs on toast. And then today, knowing usually the night before a High Rocks, we eat out. So it's not just about doing well at High Rocks for us. It's about experiencing things, and we're out of our city and out of our normal environment, and we want to have fun. So we're going to go to a local spot and feel the vibe and enjoy some food that we might not normally eat. With that being said, my main thing is protein and just total calories. So today I had for dinner a roast beef sandwich with chicken soup. That was amazing. Potato salad, some pickles. And then I never skip dessert, so I had a gluten-free brownie, which was fucking fantastic.
A little kinky for me, but it was good.
It was pretty good. But you gotta admit, for 1 or 2 bites, it was a solid brownie. I'll give it that. So that's how I think about.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think just having done races for years, a lot of the advice you'll see, one, you'll see a lot of you should carb load depending on what kind of race it is. If it's an endurance race, I'd say don't go overboard. You don't want your stomach to be distressed by an overabundance of food. If anything, you want to feel a little bit lighter and eat on the lighter side so that you feel ready to race. But with that said, you want to make sure you're fueling enough. So I stick with the same principles, making sure I'm getting nutrients well before, just the night before, but the whole week I'm kind of mindful of it. And then a couple of days before, it's not really introducing anything that I'm not used to. So tonight I had
I think it's more about hydration. It's about sticking to your diet and not going too crazy. I think that in itself creates a stress, unnecessary stress. Yeah. If you're I got to do something crazy before, when the reality is if you're a couple days out and you've never tried whatever you're about to do, it's just not good news. Don't do that. And then care more about your hydration leading up to it. And sleep. So sleep and hydration leading up is stay hydrated and then try to maintain whatever diet that you're on that your body just operates well with. That's why I'm hesitant. I never really tell people what exactly to do because it's different for different people.
Yeah.
And I know what works for me and I know what doesn't work for me. So it's going to be different for somebody else out there. Now let's talk actual strategy going into tomorrow. So this is our second mixed doubles together. We don't know if we're going to end up doing this again, or this might get pushed back a couple years. And Aaron is excited to do potentially more marathons. High Rocks is more my jam. And I'm just appreciative that you're willing to sign up and try and do better than we did last time, because that's the commitment I asked for. I was the last go around was kind of just feeling it out. And then I asked, could we just do it one more time?
I didn't even know we were doing this until we got to the one in November in Dallas. And he was like, you have a long way to Houston. And I didn't even know that was in the card. So here I are.
You always got it. Once you do it the first time and feel it out, you got to have one more crack at it.
I will say, just as a personal venting spiel right now, this has been the most hectic couple weeks for me from a work standpoint. But I just wanted to say, if you're somebody that enjoys racing and maybe you have a full-time job also that can be quite demanding, maybe you're a new parent also. So I feel that pain and the stress that sometimes comes with that, or the overwhelm. But I find that every time I'm finished with a race like this, and I stick through it and go through with it, despite what often feels tempting to be like, you know what, I have too much going on right now. Like, I just need to not compete. I always feel so much more rejuvenated.
I wouldn't even say when you finish. As soon as you get going,
or when I'm in the arena,
I see it in your eyes.
It's like I'm reminded that, like, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's not even just about racing or competing or anything. It's just the energy that it brings to me is so much worth. It's worth so much more than if I were to be like, you know what, like, I have a lot on my plate. I just need to stay back and continue grinding it out. Because really, it's an hour, like, it's an hour race-ish. And then how much time does it take to lead up to it? Like, I'm not missing that much time on what I can just get back to doing. So all that to say is, as overwhelming as it can feel sometimes to put races on the calendar, remind yourself of, like, why you would sign up in the first place and how much benefit it can bring and how much fuel it can bring to everything else that you have going on. That's the way I've viewed it, and that's why I've, like, for the marathon, I felt the same way. For this, I felt the same way. Like, I'm in Houston now. I have to go home and then go back to Houston for work. So it's like everything in me was like, oh.
The easiest way to put it is, I've never signed up for a race when I look back on it and be like, I wish I didn't do that.
Exactly. So here's your sign to go sign up
for, and that especially thing. For like,
it's exciting.
Especially for High Rocks, because one of the reasons I love it is it's just an hour of your time, or
exactly.
An hour and a half.
It's so manageable, and it's worth the experience. It's worth the energy. It's worth the excitement. There's no down to it. Win-win. So,
what's the strategy tomorrow?
Strategy.
Where do you think we can improve from our November race?
Well, we were talking about this a little bit last night. I think, so when we were in November in Dallas, it was our first mixed doubles. So we were kind of just feeling out what it would be like to work with each other in that type of racing format. And it was my first race back postpartum. So I also was holding back a little bit on the runs and all that. I just came off of like a marathon cycle. I didn't go too hard training for the marathon, but having done it, I feel like my endurance is better and my speed is probably going to be better. So on the runs, I think I can give it a little bit more. I think that should help us, hopefully, like, by a minute or two overall. Maybe more. But I'm not
gonna, if you're running 1:06, so I put it as, like, if we run 15 seconds faster.
Which
I just like, that's like the lowest bar.
15 seconds faster. On the course last,
you're talking time, eight sure. runs. So it's, like, four runs at 15 seconds is 1 minute. 8 times that by 2. So it's 2 minutes right there. We just do 15 seconds faster. I also think that you're going to be a little bit faster on some of the other stuff, knowing that, like, you can push a little bit harder. So I think on the row, you and I might shave 5 to 10 seconds there. I think on the sleds, we're going to shave 10 seconds on each sled. Ski is tough, but, like, potentially, I've gotten a little bit better at the ski over the past 6 months, so that gives us good potential there. So
I mean, I like what we did last time with the sleds, where you would start off and I would just pick up when you needed, like, a little break, so I didn't have the pressure on me to, like, do a full run of it. But
yeah, that's the key. I mean, for anybody doing mixed doubles with
Parker,
the sled pole, the guy has to go first on, once you get to the sled pole, because there's so much slack, it's going to be easier for whoever's stronger and heavier to get the first couple pulls in. And then as soon as the slack is shorter and I'm kind of toasted, she can then come through and finish it off, and then we can run to the other side, and then it's, I start pulling again. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, a key thing in the sled pull that I noticed, like, people next to us, they weren't doing that, and it was causing them to struggle a little bit. It's when you have all that slack, like, make sure whoever's the stronger person, maybe it's the girl in certain teams, that person needs to be.
I also will say that one of the strategies, if you're new to High Rocks and you're training with a partner or you're racing with a partner, on the runs, you have to run together. However, it really just means you have to start the next exercise together. So one person can carry the team. So you can go a couple yards ahead of your partner as long as you don't start the next exercise before your partner gets there. So with us, that was helpful to have one person kind of trailing, because it inspired the other person to go faster than they would have if we just like
stayed. Well, what did I tell you? Mm-hmm. Like prior to like what like coming up the slides, I was like, don't stop. Like going into the let me backtrack. So going into the last race, we were having a strategy and I was just like, I'm gonna be toasted, but don't sit there and like wait for me to like start running again. Like just start going.
That's like you were gonna make me trailing you. Like
I don't think after the sleds.
Whatever.
But last time again, you were going easy a little bit easier. But that's what I was telling you is just like make sure that if I'm hurting, like you just keep running. Like just keep going. And this time I think you're gonna be pulling a lot more weight. Been training a lot more.
You have?
No, you. You're gonna pull a lot more weight. Been training more.
Not on weights, but
I mean pulling weight. Like pull your weight.
Oh, you know on the run. I thought you meant like literally pulling the sleds.
No.
That we'll see. But yeah.
No.
I think that was a good strategy. And then having like you pretty much start and finish everything was good because then I could give it my all runs because I had time to catch my breath.
Yeah, I think tomorrow is going to be fun because it's going to be interesting to see who's fitter in certain areas. Because coming into that last one, we definitely were being cautious with you versus like we've been talking about this behind closed doors. It's like, let's let it rip tomorrow and just like have fun. So I'm interested to see in like which moments who's hurting and like how we pick up that other person. It's going to be a fun
time. It's also interesting because like we've done high rocks so many times that you begin to, it's like doing, if you're a runner doing like the same marathon over, like, you know, which miles, like we know which exercises like are dreadful and like where you get some like relief. So for us, it's like usually those first three that are like kind of brutal. And then like once you get to like
The burpees is my favorite one to have a partner on, though. I love the fact that you can, like, because I can go faster on the burpees, like, significantly. It's like, do 10, other person switches.
Yeah,
it. It's miserable when you do it yourself. The other things are miserable even with partners. Like,
yeah.
It's, the sleds are still hard, and, like, everything is still hard. But, like, the burpees is like, man, 10, and then I can chill, and the other person, 10.
Are we doing 250s for ski and rope or 500s?
I think we'll feel it out. I think that's what we did last time. I think because we differ in strength and endurance, we have to just feel it out throughout the race because we don't train like that. I think, again, going back to like having busy lives, ideally what we would have done is a full run through before this. I'm putting that out there right now. Like we've done zero high rocks specific training together at all. Like we haven't done a single run through.
No, we've only done one specific crash training.
The beauty of it is that's the beauty of just being holistically like challenging yourself at a wide variety within your daily training, which we both do. So, and we've already done this race a lot. So I think coming into it, it's just going to be feeling it out. Again, because we're not really shooting for the podium. We're just shooting to improve upon ourselves. So 106 in November, I think we can do some 103. But I think, again, that's going to be dependent on how we're feeling on those runs. And then also, these races have been getting bigger and just more clogged in the running lane. So I'm interested to see, like, how many people are, like, going at a time. And
I'm really glad it's grown in popularity, though, especially, like, this time, at least in our local community, a lot more women are doing it. And that is something I'm really excited to see. And we'll be glad to see tomorrow how they feel afterwards. It's just, this is a race where I remember when I first saw it, I was like, oh no, like that's not, maybe I'll do that one day. Like it's so intimidating and so far out of the realm of what I do. But then doing it, I was like, wow, this is really inspiring. And it was nice to push myself out of that comfort. And so it's cool to see other women doing that because I think we all need to be spreading the message that it's cool for women to be strong.
And fast.
And you can be both. So I like that.
I love that too. All right, let's wrap here. What are you looking to gain from tomorrow? So we've done tons of races. It's March 16th. 2024 tomorrow. We're done the race. We hit our time. Everything's great. What are you looking to gain?
That is what I gain. It's just like another cool experience. I think it's sometimes it's zooming out on the experience itself and realizing like the perspective of what we were talking last night. Like we grew up together and we had gym class together, like doing archery and like whatever, flag football. And like I sucked as a partner. So like hopefully what we can gain is a good tag team. Like we're a good partnership.
I mean, you've come a long way in terms
of like, I mean, if you don't judge me in fourth grade.
You could write a book on it one day. Just like, don't judge a book by its cover. Like back in the day. Like,
I remember we had to run the
track. Aaron, you did not want Aaron as
part. I remember Christian being like, telling me like about my stride and like we would have to do the track. I think it was like,
yeah, you guys would skip it.
And I would just like walk. Yeah.
You literally would just get
back. Now here I am, going on the track.
You finished like third in our class. But in gym class, like, dock my points. I'm not going to do this run. Turns into a runner. So,
well, who wants to do like a run in the middle of it where you have to like sit in.
And that's why, I know why you didn't do it. But yeah. Now she's a badass. You turned it around and.
Go to the track for fun now.
I love having you as a partner. What I am looking to gain from tomorrow is stumping myself on my own question. I've gained a lot in the past month, so you don't know where I'm going with that.
Let me just go ahead and answer. You gained a lot.
Gained a lot in the past month, so it's tough. Like February was a huge month for me. It almost felt like I dipped into a little bit of a depressive state afterwards because of all the adrenaline and dopamine that I was getting from doing things that I've never done before and connecting with people that just brought so much joy to my life, and then that like downer that comes after that. So now that I'm like on that upswing again of understanding who I want to be and where I want to go, I think what I'm looking to get out of tomorrow is really just clarity on how far I can truly push myself, because the past month almost is like a blur to me. And I think tomorrow's race is going to be the hardest out of the previous three, because in those three instances, like again, like I was so amped up and like ready to do this thing and I trained for all those things. And then coming into this one, it's a little bit different where I'm kind of just doing it for fun. We want to push ourselves and we want to enjoy it, but I'm really looking to gain some clarity on like truly how fit am I? Because I think the other helpful point is like, we've done this one other time. So because you and I have done this another time, even if let's say we get the same time, maybe there's some other variables, maybe we mess up or whatever, but we're going to know when we walk out of that arena, like how good we actually feel as a couple together in terms of like our endurance together. And that's really what I'm looking for, because I think going into summer, we're both trying to understand like what's our next thing, like hard thing. Like you were asking what marathon you want to do next. And like, for me, I'm going to keep doing Hyroxes, but my goal isn't to like be the best Hyroxer. So I'm asking myself, how does Hyrox help me with whatever that thing is? Like, am I going to end up pushing Anna and other disabled athletes like more per year? Am I going to like go climb a mountain? Am I like, what is that next thing? Am I going to do another ultra? Am I going to do CrossFit? I don't know. Like these are the things that are going through my head. And at the end of the day, it's going through my head because I'm asking myself, how do I become the best man possible? And our son is growing every day. Just like, it's just so clear to me that the better I become, the more I can give to him. And I need to gain clarity on where I'm at. And I think that's what's going to determine that next phase that I go into, which I'm feeling confident about. Like I'm amped up. I feel great.
So we'll show you a little bit of the course tomorrow, and then we'll do a recap after.
Yeah, so this is going to be part one, and then we'll do a part two after the race, and pick it up there. Thank you for watching our TED Talk.
Thrive on.